If they go with him, that's going to be your highest coaching contract ever.
Ever, ever?
Oh, yeah. It'll set a record.
So what you're saying is we are witnessing the rise and fall of the prime hydration drink.
But she was bought for 200 grand. They just sold her, and then that was it. That was nothing. Cheap.
Cheap. $200,000.
They're getting sold for $3-4 million at 1 year old.
But that's just the buying price.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Dex Lucci, and I'm here at the Dex Effect. And I'm with my co-host, the iconic Crystal Alvarado.
Hi, everyone. So they fire the head coach of Penn State, James Franklin, and they buy him out for $50 million?
Yeah, expensive, right?
Very. Fire someone.
Yeah, well, we talked about it in the last episode where coaches get the guarantee.
Oh, yeah.
If you get fired.
Sorry, we broke it all down.
Yeah, you get it. Like, even if he's just chilling on the beach in Miami, they pay him.
Losing games.
Losing. Sometimes they pay two coaches because they fired him back to back or fired him within 3 years.
Wait, who's going to be the new coach?
Okay. Popular opinion?
Yeah.
Kurt Cignetti, Indiana, right? Last year's coach of the year.
Oh, okay.
Undefeated Indiana. They just beat Oregon.
Would he leave in, well, I guess if the money's right.
Oh, they're going to unload the truck, the Brinks truck.
Because why? Because it's Penn State.
It's Penn State, number one. They have the money, and they're definitely, if you're going to buy out your coach,
yeah,
there's no way they're going to go cheap with getting a coach.
Okay.
Because they're literally just saying, dude, you were so bad against top 25 opponents. Mm-hmm. I want to give you this $50 million to never look at me again.
Where did they get all this money from?
The kids.
What? Oh, you
the
mean
school.
Like? Oh.
No, great question. Well, they get it from the school.
I get that, but
they get it from the jerseys.
Okay.
They get it from the hot dogs and the beer and the Coke and all that.
To pay for a coach, what was
TV deals?
What was Franklin's stats? What's his data? How many games did he win?
Listen, Franklin was a good coach. He was 104-45. Okay, that's a good coach.
That's really good.
Yes, but. Why?
That sounds good.
They pulled the trigger. Yeah. He was 1-13 versus top 5 opponents. And why? Okay, they're top 5
opponents. 1-13.
Yeah.
But that's really bad.
And Penn State is always in the top 10. So that means they're beating everybody. And when it's go time, they lose almost every time.
Oh, weird.
That's just the difference. You know who had that problem for a long time?
Who?
It was Notre Dame. It was the same thing. Notre Dame would beat everybody, go to the championship, and lose 45-7 to Alabama.
What changed?
Nothing. They're still them.
Same coach?
No, they'll switch coaches, but that aura or that style, they're almost like, no, I don't even want to say the best of the worst because these are really, really good teams.
They get the yips.
It's just, they're the worst. Okay, this is what it is.
The yips.
They're the worst of the best teams.
Oh, so it looks bad. Yeah.
Because look, James Franklin wins, goes 7-0 or whatever last year, this year, whatever year it is, but then loses to Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like it's a 1-9 season.
How much like rah-rah was up to that game because they think Penn State's going to do it?
Every year they think that.
And then they lose?
They lose.
Every year?
They lose. 4-1 versus top 10. 4-21 versus top 10 opponents.
That's really bad.
Yeah. So when you take his record and stretch it,
yeah,
it's just, but you know what? That happens. If they go with him, that's going to be your highest coaching contract ever.
Ever, ever?
Oh, yeah. It'll set a record. It'll minimum. Here, I'll say it now because this will air before. If it's Cignetti, I would say if Saban does it too or Urban Meyer, let's group those three. They want Cignetti because he's coaching now. Urban Meyer and Nick Saban are doing TV. It'd be good to get them. But Cignetti has shown that he can win in the NIL era, which is crazy. Because when you think about it, Nick Saban's shown he could win pre-NIL. Urban Meyer pre-NIL.
Uh-huh.
Wild, right? Okay. Minimum $120 million, 7 to 10 years. I'm going to say that now. That's my guess. Because he's making $8 million already at Indiana.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
To really tickle it, because they're already winning. You're not going to go up $2 million more. You're not going to go up $3 million. You're going to go up and say, hey, do you want to make $5 million more a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking 120 to 150 over 7 to 10.
That's crazy.
They got it, man. They got it. That's how many. That's why
that's
all those
so
years, the athletes were like, hey,
yeah,
we need some.
Yeah.
Because these guys, or not these guys, these schools, they have this in their bank, mm-hmm. in the vault. Now it's time to go buy. It's almost an investment.
I get it, but you also have to look at it in a way of that's the athlete's investment.
It is. It's for everybody.
Right? Because if you don't get into a good school and put in the work educationally as well, and you don't have a good coach, then you don't have the opportunity.
100%. So, and
not that I'm saying they don't deserve money now, but.
Yeah. And to be honest, if they don't get a superstar coach and you fall behind in the NIL era.
Yeah.
Who knows how long you might be stuck.
So the coaches these days now need to know a different skill set.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You have to know the money part.
Yeah.
You have to know the money part. And it's almost going to be proven, but we'll see. Watch out for Texas Tech, who mm-hmm. was nothing before, came in, big money donor. Now they're undefeated. Watch out for Kansas, big money guy comes in.
That's
if you take a gamble and you go, oh, we're going to go off the old stuff and honor and all this. You're gambling, bro. That shit can go way down. And then nobody's coming to your school. And before you know it, you're just an academic school, which is fine. But you're making no football money.
Yeah.
Did you see that whiteout at Penn State? How many people are in the stands in white? You have all those people. Mm-hmm. If they get a beer, hot dog, and jersey, let's just say it's 100,000 people, right? And you have... Everybody spends $100. That's $10 million a game.
Yeah.
So you need that. That's just for the game.
But I mean, the stadium needs money to run too. You have electricity, you have utilities.
They're spending so much money on all that stuff that football's a pure business now. Now you're just involving your top players as your top earners. That's all that's changed in college sports. So instead of just worrying about having a good team, mm-hmm. now schools like Penn State, when they're deciding on who to choose, it's not just, oh, Crystal's the best coach. Well, was Crystal the best coach because she was at a school that was lower tier, that was in the middle of nowhere, and then she just got lucky by getting guys without paying them?
Right.
Is she going to be good at paying them over here?
Yeah.
It's all these kids have agents now. It's crazy. If you want, I just said, who's the popular opinion? If you wanted to go off guys that, hey, that's a good football coach, like my opinion.
Yeah.
You go with the Syracuse coach, Frank Brown, because that guy has beaten top 10, top 25 opponents at Syracuse. And? Syracuse gets that all the NIL money is going to basketball. That's a very hard school to get into. He only has a limited amount of players he can recruit.
I was just going to say, but you said that does he have NIL money?
He can afford to pay his guys 40% less than what Penn State can pay their guys, because that's the amount of money he's given at Syracuse. So if he's winning there,
right?
I wonder, a guy like Frank Brown, if you took him and placed him at Penn State, mm-hmm. well, can he do something? Because he's winning with only guys he can kind of get. Schools like Syracuse, you can't, if the guy goes, hey, I have a 2.5, you can't get him in. There's other schools like Arizona State, or even, funny enough, USC, because it's private. If the guy has a 2.0 and he runs a 4.2 and you're like, oh, I got to have him, they get him. But if you're a Syracuse or a Notre Dame or UCLA, they got to get through admissions. So he had, you know, the reins held on him at Syracuse. I wonder what he can do at Penn State.
Well, I'm wondering, because is that him as a coach, or is it, did he just get lucky? Is it timing?
No, he's a good coach. There's no timing at Syracuse. Syracuse.
What do you mean?
It's a awesome school.
Yeah.
Amazing basketball. Shout out to Carmelo Anthony. But with football, they are severely limited because of getting guys in because of grades, NIL money, et cetera, et cetera. Compared to a Penn State. Mm-hmm. If you take a guy like Frank Brown, who is a fabulous football coach, I wonder what would happen. Now, you get Cignetti, it's all good also, because Cignetti's the dude.
I don't know, but sometimes people like Frank Brown, you can make something work out of nothing, and that's how your brain works. And then if you're given everything on the table, sometimes you can choke that way.
And that happens a lot too.
So
that happens a lot. Honestly, in a weird way, you could say that about James Franklin.
Oh, right.
James Franklin came from Vanderbilt.
Full circle.
Yeah. Well, check it out. James Franklin came from Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Which was a school where you need a 3.0 and up to get in. You're not getting in. They're not letting you in.
You got to be smarty pants.
And he goes there and they do well.
3.0.
That's minimum.
That's hard.
That's dumb to them. They said the same thing. Oh, he did it with whatever he can get. Then he goes to Penn State. Honestly, he recruited well. He just didn't win the big game. That's all that really. Really, it came down to that.
But that's what matters. You've got to win the big games.
That's all that matters. You know that he lost in the semifinals last year, right? So you're firing a coach that just went to the semifinals.
But he lost.
And Cignetti's that dude. Cignetti puts up a lot of points. Just a side note is that Urban Meyer would be a good one too.
Where's Urban Meyer from?
Urban Meyer was the coach of Florida with Tim Tebow. Then he went to Ohio State with Ezekiel Elliott. But Urban knows the Big Ten.
Uh-huh.
Urban is a shrewd MF-er. He's a money guy. He knows what it takes. He's won at two schools.
Okay.
So if you can hook him, but he's got health.
Say, how much would they have to?
It's all going to be the same. Oh, okay. It's going to be 120 minimum. I'll be shocked if it's, okay, if it's 100, whatever, but I would still be shocked. I think 120 is the base.
You think all the coaches are texting each other?
It's only good for them.
Who do you think's going to get it?
Yeah.
I heard it's this person. It's going to be this person.
See, this is the problem. I'll tell you.
What?
It's they fired the coach at week 7.
Okay.
Normally they fire you at the end.
How many weeks?
Like a week left, 2 weeks left. But they fired a top 5 coach in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
It's weird for a guy like Cignetti because Penn State wants to get their coach in the next 2 weeks to start recruiting.
Right.
Let's just say he's in Pennsylvania right now under the table and they're working out deals.
Yeah.
And they sign him. What happens is they tell you there, they're like, okay, we're going to keep this quiet. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But then in a 2 weeks or so, they release it low key and get it out there a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then all the little reporters see it and then it blows up and then you can't do anything. And that's when you always see that last game where they're like, well, Kurt's going to Penn State next. And you know, what do you think the team hates it?
Yeah. And are they going to think he's just like
for the money and it's an undefeated season? How selfish.
But they're not going to. Are they going to think he's not going to give the team he's with now like good coaching?
No, he'll
is
give.
Is he going to check out? Is he going to be like, what?
No,
well, that's bad for them. They still want good records.
He'll give good coaching. But if it gets out when they're undefeated, it's so weird when you're like, hey, I'm on an undefeated team and we're going for the championship. But my coach is bouncing next year.
Oh, I didn't think about it.
It's
that
such
way.
It messes everything up.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Because then who takes Cignetti's job?
Whoever. The next superstar out there. Huh. It's just, listen, it's just the wave.
What if it's a new guy? You're right. All those guys on the team are just like, what the?
Yeah. No, that's what happens.
That's crazy.
Look, this is, look at how weird coaching can be. Cignetti's a great example. If he goes, right? He's on an undefeated team.
Yeah.
Let's just say they go undefeated and win it all. Okay. Rah, rah. Mm-hmm. But then Penn State comes in and they're like, here's $150 million, buddy. Coming with us or what? Sign the check. Who's not going with that? All right. Don't be stupid. Always take the money. So now, essentially, he might go, all right, I'm going to take my offensive coordinator and I'm going to take the receiver coach.
Mm-hmm.
You take them. But then the defensive coordinator gets fired from Indiana because the new coach comes in and wants his staff.
Right.
And then he goes somewhere else. But that's kind of how they all build relationships. That's why with coaching, you really shouldn't burn bridges because eventually you guys are all going to meet up. If you're in that pool, maybe high school and stuff's different.
Because
you're a teacher. You don't have to be a teacher.
No one's really taking it that seriously in high school. I know there are some schools and some schools.
Yeah.
Some areas. College is different.
College is a different animal, man. Something that's cool, though, with all this coaches stuff.
Yeah.
In today's world, since you have the transfer portal, if you have a star junior quarterback, receiver, safety, and you get a new job, you could just transfer them with you.
They're taking players with them?
You can.
Do players follow?
Oh, yeah.
I know we've talked about a few, but...
Yeah, the Washington State offensive coordinator went to Oklahoma. Mateer went to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Yeah, it only makes sense. If you had success with them here, why not bring what you had success with?
I guess.
That's kind of the cool part where... Mendoza for Indiana is probably going to go pro.
Well, I guess, because then what happens with NIL money?
Yes.
That can get.
That can backfire. That's why when you go to the new place, you need to be savvy with the money.
Right.
You have to.
Because if you're a coach and you really want this player to come with you, you,
get
you
him.
Can work him in an NIL deal.
Bingo. Because he's not going to come.
Right.
But you do have the ability to get him right away nowadays, which is why you got to have that ability, like you're saying. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens there.
We'll see what happens.
Coach Franklin, just relax. Enjoy. Go on vacation, man. Enjoy that $50
million. Go on vacation.
All right. Those Jake Paul fakes, right? Those things are crazy, man.
I love them.
They are very real.
They're so entertaining. You watch one, you're watching all of them. I've seen him as a fairy. I've seen him as a makeup artist. I've seen
like they have the movements and everything.
The Tooth Fairy one is so good. They're have you seen that one?
Yeah. I've seen all of them.
All of them.
They're everywhere. Some people, I've seen like some streamers, they got mad because people are doing it of them. But Jake seems to be embracing it because he's smart.
Well, you know, did you hear?
No.
You did?
What?
For real, for real?
Yeah, yeah, for real.
That he came out with the truth?
He's the one doing it?
He's an investor.
Oh my God. I can't with
these. It was his idea.
I can't with these people. It's always something behind closed doors. It's just...
People thought that they were getting Jake and they thought that they were putting him in this position and they got him. He's going to get so mad. He's going to explode. And then he said, oh, joke's on you guys. I'm an investor at Sora or ChatGPT, OpenAI, whatever. It was my idea.
Wow. That's insane.
Go for it. Keep making the videos.
That's insane. But Paul, you know... If you want
genius.
If you want to stay on them, you saw the Prime news, right?
Oh, what about Prime?
That in 2023 they had $1.3 billion in sales.
Oh, that's a lot.
2025, $300 million.
I heard that something had happened. They've had a few lawsuits.
Yeah.
I don't know how many, but there's been a
they could a have few. Crystal, they could have as many lawsuits as they want. The drink does not taste good.
I've never tried it.
It tastes...
Ever.
Okay, now we know what we're doing next episode. But then we're indirectly promoting, though. But whatever.
It's for the people.
I'm
do you
telling
guys,
you.
No, do you guys want to see me try it? Nobody wants to see me try a drink.
Their thing is the no sugar.
Okay.
It tastes terrible.
What would you compare it to?
Nothing.
Gatorade?
No, Gatorade tastes... You can drink Gatorade.
Is it supposed to be like a Gatorade?
It's supposed to be. It's a sports drink, right? They push no sugar.
No sugar.
They have no sugar, but everybody says there's the sodium and all that stuff.
I thought their whole thing was that it was pretty clean ingredients.
Yeah, but it's pretty freaking bad. It's terrible.
But I've seen them all, like UFC. I've seen them.
Yeah.
Where else did I see it? I saw it somewhere else. What other sports has it? Like,
oh, the Dodgers?
Oh. The Dodgers have it? That's where I've seen
it. Oh, they have a lot of big-time athletes like Terrence Crawford.
It can't be that bad.
Oh, it's bad.
But if it's everywhere.
It's everywhere because Logan Paul acted at the perfect moment when he had maximum popularity and somebody came in with something we haven't seen. Normally, you see the celebrity go with alcohol.
Yes.
Cindy Crawford, Casamigos.
Very true.
Dos Hombres. Is the Aaron Paul and Walter White.
Yeah.
White. You know what I'm saying?
Brian like, something.
Yeah, they all have that. But Logan, because he's a WWE guy. He fought Floyd Mayweather and he's got all the kids watching him. Somebody came to him and said, hey.
The kids. That's why they couldn't do an alcohol brand. Nobody would have bought it.
They might not be of age yet. His demographic might still be like 15 to 19. His demographic does watch him always do sports, which somebody saw that and said, hey, let's make a drink.
Yeah.
And then they did.
And you think it tastes disgusting.
And the bottle looks cool. And it
looks
sells.
Like a firecracker, like the Bomb Pop.
Yes. They were reselling some of them in the UK for like $50 a bottle.
That's insane.
Yes.
You guys, it's not that serious.
But... What I think
I've
happened,
never even tried it.
But if you look at the numbers,
yeah,
to me it looks like they sold so much that first year because everybody was buying off hype. And then for the next 2 years, they're trying, and they're like, ew.
No, I thought their sales went down because of all the lawsuits.
They're always going to have lawsuits at that level. That's why you have attorneys
on. I thought there was one that was pretty bad.
It's because they kept saying that there's no sugar, which there's not. But why does it taste sweet? That's why people are pissed.
Fake sugar.
Sodium?
Monk fruit.
Yeah, what the f***? is that?
Monk fruit. It's a sweetener.
Oh.
It's health. It's better. It's like a stevia. Well, you might have just. Stevia.
That's what he's doing.
Stevia is disgusting.
Okay, then.
I hate stevia. It's,
Prime is nothing like Gatorade. Even Body Armor is better to me than Prime.
I don't think I've ever tried that one. Are we about to sit here and taste all the different drinks?
That's a good one. Yeah, let's do it. And then we'll see. The energy.